Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
15767.
Thank you. Let me get it pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
Rhonda Neely.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
5980 Route 119, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, 15767.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on that to load. Bear with me one moment. Okay. So I see here you paid the shipping. It was for $7.95, and it looks like that was for a phone, an iPhone. And so you actually entered in a raffle for a chance to win that iPhone. While you're entered in the raffle, you have a $125 gift card, which started the membership fee of
$56.95. I see. Well, I didn't know what that was all about. That's why I'm calling. I was looking at the $39.99 that they took out of my account.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to just be taken off for that.
Okay. Well, I understand completely. So I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get that canceled for you. And so it has been completely canceled now. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No. Will they still take that $39.99 out?
Okay, well, let me see. Let me check into that for you. Bear with me one moment.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry about that. Wait, thank you for being patient. So out of the $39.99 charge, because it is a valid charge, because in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the Smart Health Planner app and also about that $125 gift card. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 50% refund out of that charge.
So it'll go back on my card?
Yes, ma'am. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate that.
Oh, that's no problem. So I'm going to go ahead and do that refund for you now. And again, that was 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, honey. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.